I went into the book thinking that being a man in reality is about being loyal and being present and being honest, and I found out that's bullshit. Being a man is about getting kneed in the face by Randy Couture.
Hi, I'm Tim Cavanaugh for Reason TV. We're here with Joel Stein, a columnist, writer, and author most recently of Man Made, A Stupid Quest for Masculinity. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me at my house.
It's great to catch up with you and tell us a little bit about the book.
You look great, first of all.
You look great, too.
Stop it.
So we all look great.
The book happened because I found out we were having a son, and I freaked out because, as you know, I am not equipped to raise a male. So I went out and I tried to learn as quickly as I could how to be a man, which I started out slowly. I went to become a Boy Scout, because I'd never done that. So I went camping with the Boy Scouts, I earned my first badge, and then I ratcheted it up till eventually I did 3 days of boot camp in the Army, and I fought Randy Couture for a round, this UFC fighter.
Now, you said it was because you had a son. If you had a daughter, what would be the difference?
I would have been relieved. I would have felt like I could raise a daughter. All my friends when I was a kid were girls. I liked musicals, I had a glass animal collection, I had an Easy Bake Oven. You know, I was prepared to go through girlhood again, but I wasn't prepared to like throw a ball and watch people on TV throw balls and try and decide if the results of that ball throwing was positive or negative, like, or fight, like my kid might fight or want to camp. So I just wasn't ready for that.
I have three girls. And
I noticed.
When we are playing, they do the dolls and all this kind of stuff.
Easy,
but
right?
In situations where they're with their cousins or neighbors or something like that, and the boys are all, you know, doing soccer or whatever, I get the real urge to tell the boys, like, don't you realize Barbie has all these cool accessories and stuff? Like, it's way cool to play this.
It's much easier to play with girls, right? My son is hitting me with sticks constantly. You know, and I'm torn because I don't want to dissuade him from becoming a real man, but I also don't want to get hit by sticks. So there's a fine line.
What was the manly thing that you hated doing most?
I hated hunting the most. Not the killing the animal part, the being in the woods for hours, sitting quietly, thinking about animals.
You make 400K a year, apparently.
It was a good year last year, and I printed that in the magazine. Now all journalists hate me. In fact, all people. Yeah. Everyone except Mitt Romney hates me right now.
Yeah, I believe when all journalists hate you, that's a good sign. That's pretty damn manly, though. Making hell cash like that is pretty alpha.
It depends how you make it, right? I don't feel like, I think day trading is manly because you're actually taking it from another guy. You're beating him on the trade. Yeah. But like getting it for a book advance doesn't seem that manly.
We're entering into a universe where supposedly in a few years there will be more female heads of households than male,
sure.
Female breadwinners. Is it all over for men at that point, or what's the?
It's been all over for men since we left the caves. I mean, technology is always making life easier and making us less manly. Our dads were manlier than us because they had to like fix stuff around the house and fix their TVs at least, right? If you watch Mad Men, Don Draper seems like a man, but when they show his dad during the Depression, coming home from the mine with his face all dirty and like beating his son, like he's much manlier than Don.
Right.
I think that just keeps going back. So yeah, we're doomed.
Talk a little bit about what you did, actually.
I was freaked out about a lot of these things, but I was really scared about doing 3 days of boot camp with a troop. And they let me sleep with them and train with them. The embarrassing thing is about 3 hours into boot camp, before I had done any physical activity whatsoever, it was hot. And apparently I locked my knees, but I fainted. I've never fainted before, never fainted after, but I fainted into the arms of a soldier, which was pretty humiliating.
When you swooned, I mean, was it a comforting feeling when he caught you?
I don't know, I don't remember it. I mean, you've never fainted, obviously, you're a man. Why would you faint?
Yeah. No.
I never fainted either. All I knew is I was sitting by a tree and I don't remember anyone telling me to sit by a tree.
Really?
It took them a while. Apparently I answered questions incorrectly for a while. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just know it became very light.
Did they put, you know, toothpaste in your ear or anything like that when you were passed out?
It's funny. I talked to Rob Riggle, this comedian who was in the Marines, and he warned me about being dehydrated. He said, make sure you don't faint because then you get the silver bullet. And so I was like, what's the silver bullet? He's like, they stick a thermometer in your ass, put you in a baby pool of cold water. And I was like, of course they do. It's like, that's what guys do to guys. He's like, no, you idiot. That's safety. Like, they're just trying to bring your body temperature down. I'm like, oh, it's not a prank? I'm like, no, like, we don't prank. We're the Army. It's no prank. So when I woke up and I was in this room and they had thrown all this water on me and they gave me Pedialyte, which you know is for for infants, which was humiliating, not manly, I was instantly afraid that the silver bullet was coming.
What should the takeaway be for just regular Joes like myself, who are neither too manly nor too unmanly?
I went into the book thinking that my conclusion was going to say, you know, all of this was interesting, but in reality, being a man isn't about, you know, learning how to fix pipes, you know, or fighting Randy Couture. Being a man in reality is about being loyal and being present and being honest. And I found that's bullshit. Being a man is about getting kneed in the face by Randy Couture. Like, each of these things I did actually made me manlier, and it gave me kind of more of a code to live by, and it made me more confident and more capable. And I think you only become a man by doing things, not just by deciding to be a man or by being a better person.
The book has been optioned for a movie. It's not out yet, and it's already been optioned. Does that prove that there's a demand for manliness out there, or is it just that the Jews control Hollywood?
It's really a combination of the Jews controlling Hollywood and people who make movies not bothering to read books.
Yeah,
in fact, just wait. Don't buy the book. Just wait for the movie.
Well, thanks very much, Joel Stein.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Tim Cavanaugh.
Wait, don't I get to say something to that camera? I haven't said anything to that camera. Tonight, I'm Joel. Well, hey!